Welcome back to the Middling Manager Hub podcast. My name is Steve Westover, your host, and today we're diving into a crucial topic, how to cultivate a growth mindset within your team. In today's fast-paced and ever-changing work environment, fostering a growth mindset isn't just beneficial, it's essential for navigating challenges and driving success. But before we jump into the strategies, let's take a moment to revisit the fundamentals. We'll explore what a growth mindset entails, why it matters for your team, and how it can fundamentally reshape your approach to leadership and development. So get ready to empower your team with the mindset needed to thrive in today's dynamic business landscape. Grab your headphones, find a comfy seat, and let's get going. We owe our understanding of growth mindset to the groundbreaking work at Stanford University researcher Carol Dweck. In essence, a growth mindset means believing that success comes from effort, learning, and development, rather than innate ability. It's about embracing the power of yet and recognizing that potential is limitless when we're willing to put in the work. But why does it matter for your team? Well, studies have shown that organizations fostering a growth mindset culture experience greater employee commitment, ownership, and innovation, which are all vital ingredients for success in today's dynamic business landscape. So how can you instill this valuable mindset in your team starting today? Let's take a look at 8 actionable steps. 1. Champion learning and development. Make it clear that anything can be learned and mastered with dedication. Invest in your team's development, as it not only enhances skills, but also fosters a growth mindset culture. 2. Reposition how you think about failure. Instead of viewing failure as a dead end, see it as a stepping stone to growth. Encourage team members to learn from failures and provide support for improvement rather than assigning blame. 3. Stretch beyond comfort zones. Embrace challenges and encourage your team to push their boundaries. Growth happens when we step outside our comfort zones, so create an environment that fosters continuous growth. 4. Create a feedback culture. Foster open dialogue and normalize seeking feedback from all levels of the organization. Feedback should be seen as a tool for learning and improvement, not as criticism. 5. Show them you care. Support your team members beyond their professional roles. Address stressors, champion work-life balance, and actively promote well-being initiatives to create an environment conducive to growth. 6. Ask the stupid questions. Encourage curiosity and a willingness to challenge the status quo. Create a safe space where team members can feel empowered to ask questions and suggest improvements without fear of judgment. 7. Welcome criticism. Shift the perspective on criticism from a personal attack to an opportunity for growth. Emphasize the value of feedback in helping individuals and the team as a whole improve and excel. And 8. Consider whether you've changed. Embrace the idea that growth is a continuous process. Encourage adaptability and resilience within your team, recognizing that individuals evolve and grow over time. By implementing these steps, we can foster a growth mindset within our teams, unlocking the full potential and driving success in an ever-evolving business landscape. Now remember, it all starts with a shift in mindset, one that sees challenges as opportunities and embraces the journey of continuous learning and improvement. Let's unpack these first 2 fundamentals a little bit further. 1. Champion learning and development. Picture this. A team member, let's call her Sarah, is struggling to grasp a new software tool crucial for her role. In a fixed mindset culture, the response might be to label Sarah as, quote, not cut out for it, and assign the task to someone else. However, in a growth mindset environment, the focus shifts to empowering Sarah's learning journey. The team leader recognizes Sarah's potential and takes proactive steps to support her. They organize tailored training sessions, provide access to interactive online courses, and pair Sarah with a seasoned mentor who excels in using the software. Through these initiatives, the leader sends a powerful message. They believe in Sarah's ability to learn and master the tool with dedication. As Sarah progresses, her confidence grows, and she begins to tackle challenges with newfound enthusiasm. Not only does she become proficient in using the software, but she also inspires her colleagues to embrace continuous learning. By championing Sarah's development, the leader fosters a culture where every team member feels valued and empowered to pursue growth opportunities. 2, repositioning how we think about failure. So let's shift our focus to a project where a team's innovative idea falls short of expectations. Initially, there's disappointment and frustration among team members. In a fixed mindset culture, the instinct might be to assign blame, dwell on individual shortcomings, and avoid similar risks in the future. However, in a growth mindset culture, failure is viewed through a different lens, as a valuable learning opportunity. The team leader encourages open dialogue, inviting team members to reflect on what went wrong and extract meaningful lessons from the experience. Together, they brainstorm alternative approaches and identify areas for improvement. Through this process, the team learns to embrace failure as a natural part of the journey toward success. Rather than shying away from challenges, they approach them with resilience and creativity. As a result, they become more adaptable, innovative, and collaborative in their problem-solving efforts. In both examples, the shift towards a growth mindset not only enhances individual and team performance, but also cultivates a culture of resilience and continuous improvement. By championing learning and development and repositioning the perception of failure, leaders empower their teams to thrive in the face of adversity and achieve greater success. Next, let's talk about fundamentals 3 and 4 with some real-world examples. So 3 is stretching beyond our comfort zones. Imagine a marketing team tasked with launching a new product in a highly competitive market. In a fixed mindset culture, team members might stick to familiar strategies and approaches, fearing failure if they step outside of their comfort zones. However, in a growth mindset environment, the team embraces challenges as opportunities for growth. The team leader encourages members to push their boundaries and explore innovative marketing tactics. By creating an environment that fosters continuous growth, the team not only achieves success in their immediate objectives, but also develops the resilience and adaptability needed to thrive in an ever-changing market landscape. 4 is talking about creating a feedback culture. Now, let's consider a software development team working on a complex project with tight deadlines. In a fixed mindset culture, team members might hesitate to seek feedback, fearing criticism or judgment from their peers and supervisors. However, in a growth mindset environment, feedback is viewed as an essential tool for learning and improvement. The team leader actively promotes a culture of open dialogue and constructive feedback. They implement regular feedback sessions where team members are encouraged to share their ideas, express concerns, and offer suggestions for improvement. Additionally, the leader leads by example, seeking feedback from the team members and demonstrating a willingness to learn and grow. As a result, team members feel empowered to voice their opinions and contribute to the project's success. They provide feedback on each other's work, identifying areas for refinement, and offering valuable insights to enhance the overall quality of the project. Rather than viewing feedback as criticism, which is very natural to want to do, they see it as an opportunity for personal and professional development. Through this feedback culture, the team becomes more collaborative, communicative, and effective in achieving their goals. They iterate on their work, incorporating feedback into their processes and continuously striving for excellence. By normalizing feedback at all levels of the organization, the team creates a supportive environment where everyone has opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed together. Next, let's reflect back on fundamental 5, which is showing them that you care. Consider a scenario where a sales team is under immense pressure to meet aggressive targets in a highly competitive market. In a fixed mindset culture, the focus might solely be on driving performance, with little consideration for the well-being of team members. However, in a growth mindset environment, the leader goes above and beyond to support their team members beyond their professional roles. The team leader recognizes the toll that constant pressure and stress can take on the team's mental and emotional well-being. They take proactive steps to address stressors and promote work-life balance among team members. This could involve implementing flexible work hours, providing access to mental health resources, or organizing team-building activities to foster camaraderie and alleviate stress. Additionally, the leader champions well-being initiatives within the organization, such as mindfulness workshops, stress management seminars, or wellness programs. By prioritizing the holistic well-being of their team members, the leader creates an environment conducive to growth, where individuals feel valued and supported and motivated to perform at their best. For example, the sales team experiences improved morale, higher levels of engagement, and increased productivity as the result of the leader's efforts to show genuine care and support. Team members feel empowered to prioritize their well-being without sacrificing their professional responsibilities, leading to a healthier and more sustainable work environment. Reflecting back on number 6 is asking the stupid questions. Now, let's imagine a product development team working on a new software application. In a fixed mindset culture, team members might hesitate to ask questions or challenge the status quo for fear of appearing incompetent or disrupting the workflow. However, in a growth mindset environment, the leader encourages curiosity and a willingness to challenge assumptions. The team leader creates a safe space where team members feel empowered to ask the quote-unquote stupid questions and suggest improvements without fear of judgment. During brainstorming sessions or team meetings, they actively encourage participation from all team members, regardless of their rank or experience level. For instance, a junior developer feeling hesitant to speak up poses a seemingly basic question about the functionality of a certain feature. Instead of dismissing the question, the leader validates it and uses it as an opportunity to clarify concepts for the entire team. This not only helps the junior developer gain a deeper understanding, but also fosters a culture of open communication and continuous learning. As a result, team members feel more confident in expressing their ideas and contributing to the project's success. They actively engage in discussions, challenge assumptions, and propose innovative solutions to complex problems. By embracing curiosity and encouraging the asking of the stupid question, the team leader cultivates a culture of innovation, creativity, and growth within the team. Next, we're going to talk about the final two concepts, and these may be two of the most difficult. Number 7 is welcoming criticism. Imagine a marketing team launching a new advertising campaign for a client. In a fixed mindset culture, team members might perceive feedback or criticism as a personal attack on their capabilities. However, in a growth mindset environment, the team views criticism as an opportunity for growth and improvement. For instance, after presenting the initial draft of the campaign to the client, the team receives constructive feedback, highlighting areas for enhancement. Instead of feeling defensive or discouraged, the team embraces the feedback as valuable input for refining their strategy. The team leader facilitates a feedback session where team members openly discuss the client's comments and brainstorm solutions to address them. They emphasize the importance of feedback in helping the team deliver exceptional results and exceed client expectations. As a result, the team iterates on their campaign, incorporating the feedback to enhance its effectiveness and appeal. By welcoming criticism and reframing it as an opportunity for growth, the team not only strengthens their relationship with the client, but also fosters a culture of continuous improvement and excellence. And our final fundamental concept is number 8, we need to consider whether we've changed. Now, consider the scenario where a project management team is adapting to new technologies and methodologies. In a fixed mindset culture, team members might resist change and cling to familiar processes, fearing the unknown. However, in a growth mindset environment, the team embraces the idea that growth is a continuous process. For example, the team leader introduces agile project management practices to improve efficiency and collaboration. Initially, some team members expressed skepticism or reluctance to embrace the change. However, the leader encourages them to consider the benefits of adaptability and resilience in navigating evolving project requirements. Over time, as the team becomes more familiar with agile methodologies, they begin to see positive results. They experience faster project delivery, increased transparency, and greater adaptability to changing priorities. The team leader emphasizes the importance of reflecting on their journey and considering how they've evolved and grown through the process. By embracing the idea that growth is continuous, the team becomes more open to change and more resilient in the face of challenges. They recognize that individuals evolve and improve over time, and they actively seek opportunities for learning and development. As a result, the team becomes more adaptable, innovative, and successful in achieving their goals. If you're like me, thinking about the concept of a growth mindset sounds really great, yet it also seems challenging. It seems like it'd be very hard to shift our team from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. But why is that? Shifting a team from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset can really be challenging, and here are seven reasons that we identify. And if we can understand the reasons for a resistance to change, we can help overcome those reasons. One, deeply ingrained beliefs. Fixed mindsets often stem from deeply ingrained beliefs and attitudes that have developed over time. These beliefs may be reinforced by past experiences, societal norms, or organizational culture, making people resistant to the change. Two, fear of failure. In a fixed mindset, individuals may feel failure as it is seen as a reflection of their inherent abilities or worth. This fear can create a barrier to embracing challenges or taking risks, both of which are essential components of the growth mindset. Three, comfort zone bias. People naturally gravitate towards what's familiar and comfortable. Stepping outside of this comfort zone to embrace new challenges and opportunities can be daunting, especially if individuals lack confidence in their ability to adapt and learn. Four, negative reinforcement. In some environments, mistakes or failures may be met with criticism or punishment rather than support and encouragement. This negative reinforcement can reinforce fixed mindset beliefs and discourage individuals from taking risks or seeking growth opportunities. Five, a lack of role models. Without visible examples of individuals successfully embracing a growth mindset, team members may struggle to envision what it looks like in practice. Leaders and peers who embody a growth mindset can serve as powerful role models for driving cultural change. If you don't have a role model example within your organization, look outside the organization. There are many examples of business leaders, musicians, actors, TV show characters who can exemplify these kinds of role models if we're looking for those. And then we share it with our team. Six, limited resources. Implementing initiatives to foster a growth mindset, such as training programs or feedback mechanisms, require time and effort and resources. In organizations with competing priorities or limited resources, investing in mindset shift initiatives may not always be a top priority. And seven, a basic resistance to change. Change, even positive change, can be met with resistance from individuals who are comfortable with the status quo. Overcoming this resistance requires effective communication, buy-in from stakeholders, and a clear vision for the benefits of adopting a growth mindset. Despite the challenges, it's possible to shift a team from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset with persistence, patience, and strategic interventions. By addressing underlying beliefs, fostering a supportive environment, and providing opportunities for learning and development, teams can gradually embrace the principles of growth mindset and unlock their full potential. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that cultivating a growth mindset within your team is not just a desirable goal, but a really critical one for navigating today's complex and ever-changing business landscape. We've explored the foundational principles of fostering a growth mindset, from championing learning and development to welcoming criticism, and from stretching beyond comfort zones to considering the continuous nature of growth. Through real-world examples, we've seen how these principles can transform teams, unlocking their potential for innovation, resilience, and success. But we also recognize that shifting from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset isn't easy. It requires patience and persistence, and a commitment to challenging ingrained beliefs and behaviors. Yet the rewards are profound: stronger teams, higher levels of engagement, and a culture of continuous improvement. So as you reflect on today's discussion, I encourage you to consider how you can apply these principles in your own leadership journey. We can probably all think of that individual, or maybe it's ourselves, who think that we've always done it this way and it's working. Why make a change? But by continuing to grow, we can thrive even more as a team. Whether you're a manager, a team leader, or an individual contributor, embracing a growth mindset is not just about personal development. It's about creating a culture where everyone has the opportunity to thrive. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of the Middling Manager Hub podcast, as we journey to explore the power of a growth mindset within our teams. I hope you found our discussion insightful and that you're inspired to apply these principles in your own leadership journey. Remember, fostering a growth mindset isn't just about driving individual or team performance. It's about creating a culture where everyone feels empowered to embrace challenges, learn from setbacks, and continuously strive for improvement. If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider subscribing to the Middling Manager Hub podcast for more valuable insights. Tell your friends, and don't forget to share your thoughts and feedback with us. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, continue leading with purpose, empathy, and a commitment to the empowered workforce of tomorrow.